It's time now for our regular segment, So What Do You Do?, where lay people sit down with scientists for down-to-earth conversations about their work. This week, Josie Diller, a junior at Norristown Area High School, asked ecologist Danielle Krieger, science director for the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary,
So what do you do?
I'm an environmental scientist, an ecologist, shellfish ecologist, wetland ecologist. My team, they're always saying we need to get the TV program to come out and do world's dirtiest jobs. We can be hip deep in mud, stuck. We could be diving in the Delaware River right here in Philadelphia. We could be releasing electronic tag mussels, which we were doing last week. We think about the big picture needs for the Delaware River and Delaware Bay. For instance, do we need to have more research done to study contaminants in fishes? Do we need to know more about climate change? The ultimate goal is to protect and restore the environment in the Delaware River Basin.
Why do you consider wetlands an important thing? Why are they important, not just for the shellfish and not just for the other inhabitants, but how for us are wetlands important?
Wetlands as a habitat type are the most productive ecosystems in our whole areas. So they fix a lot of carbon and they produce a lot of food for other fish and wildlife. In the Delaware Estuary, which has historically been fringed with wetlands from Philly down to Cape May and Cape Henlopen, they form a contiguous fringe of protective barriers, buffers, if you will, between the land and the sea. So that helps to protect coastal communities from flooding. And if you actually added up the water quality benefits, because they're like the kidneys of our system, they filter pollutants. If you added the fish and wildlife production, which leads to shell fisheries and fin fisheries, and then you added up the carbon capture, they are extremely important. And the sad fact is we're losing an acre per day of coastal wetlands in the Delaware systems.
Why do you focus on shellfish ecology?
The main reason I'm interested is water quality. Because each of these animals, whether they're in freshwater or in marine systems, filters 10 to 30 gallons of water per day. And they're like natural Brita filters that live in our waterways. And so if we can restore them to their heyday, big populations living all throughout the system, we can have cleaner water.
In your line of work, do you enjoy having a hands-on approach to things, being able to go out into the field and deal with the shellfish and animals that we're discussing?
Absolutely. I'm not by nature an office person. I need to be in the environment as much as possible. There's a variety of different field experiences, and typically when people want to come out and volunteer or learn more about what we do, we tend to take them to the more pleasant field opportunities, particularly if we want to have students not be turned off.
I would be interested in volunteering as long as it wasn't like the knee deep in mud and the hot and the sticky.
The field work is pretty challenging, but it's also super enriching.